Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Born in Harlem, raised in the South Bronx, the country is mourning soldier and statesman Colin Powell, who died today at the age of 84 of complications from COVID. The retired four-star general and the country's first black Secretary of State was one of the very rare cases of somebody dying of the virus despite being fully vaccinated, his family announcing his death on Facebook. Powell was New York City born and raised, as we say, and also went to City College. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
Absolute great example of the good, the talent, the ability that comes out of the city, but he took it to the next level.
Secretary of State Lloyd Austin praised his predecessor's four decades in public life.
A man who was respected around the globe and who will be, quite frankly, it is not possible to replace a Colin Powell. We will miss him.
Powell was National Security Advisor during the Reagan administration. He chaired the Joint Chiefs of Staff for George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush picked him as his Secretary of State. That former president and former First Lady Laura Bush extended their condolences from Dallas. The Bushes calling Powell a great public servant. Powell was at risk for serious COVID complications. He had previously been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a kind of blood cancer that can hamper the body's ability to fight infections. A new vaccine mandate for New Jersey. It starts today. Now all school and state workers must be vaccinated for COVID-19 or else show proof of negative test results. That includes employees at colleges, universities, and both public and private schools. The unvaccinated must get tested at least once a week. Governor Murphy defended his mandates yesterday, blaming the Delta variant. He says that New Jersey is doing very well, with among the highest vaccination rate and the lowest ICU hospitalizations in the country, and he does not want the state to squander those good results. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in court today in Manhattan for his ongoing sexual misconduct case. Our Glenn Chuck was there with the Jerry Maguire star.
Cuba Gooding's trial is now set for February 1st here at Manhattan Criminal Court. The 53-year-old actor walking into the building here in Lower Manhattan about 9:15 this morning wearing a suit, sunglasses, and a dark mask. He said nothing to reporters on the way in, and on the way out, he actually went out a back way, again saying nothing to the media. Gooding's facing charges he groped three women in separate incidents in bars and nightclubs here in the city. Through his attorneys, he continues to say the allegations are completely false. Now, this trial actually happened 3 years after the initial indictment. Gooding's also accused of rape in a federal court lawsuit. Once again, this trial will start February 1st. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Manhattan Criminal Court.
New York wants to be ready just in case the city ever faces any kind of chemical or biological attack. So beginning today, federal and local teams are releasing a non-toxic gas on 5 days at about 120 locations all over the city. And some of those locations, yeah, in the transit system. We don't know exactly which subways. The study will use sensors to track how a gas moves on street level and through the underground. A suspect wanted in the murder of a cabbie in New Rochelle has been arrested after trading gunfire with police in Brooklyn.
New Rochelle police tracked the suspect Purcell Lamont Ross to the Ingersoll houses in Fort Greene, and when they tried to arrest him around 10:30 Sunday morning, he opened fire, police shooting back. He was taken into custody when he ran out of bullets and no one was hurt. Police say they found him with the same gun they believe was used to kill Andres Valenzuela early Thursday morning while he was working a shift for Express City Taxi, where the overnight dispatcher, Raul, says they're down from 5 to 2 drivers because of this.
Now, maybe tomorrow something is coming, more drivers, because if it catch to him, because if it's not catching, it's... I'm scared. A lot of drivers are scared, too.
Ross was also wanted for attempted murder in Connecticut and sex trafficking in Virginia. He was turned over to the FBI. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in New Rochelle.
Donald Trump expected back here in the city to provide a videotaped deposition in a case about his security team's crackdown on a protest during his 2015 campaign. Trump expected to record that deposition today at Trump Tower. No comment from his legal team. The lawsuit stems from a protest outside Trump Towers over negative comments Trump made about Mexico and Mexican immigrants. 6 protesters of Mexican origin who said they were assaulted sued Trump, the Trump Organization, his presidential campaign, and his security people.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.